show. We're not sure if you can hear us. I think you can, but let's say that you can. And welcome back to a new season.
Woohoo! Welcome back to season two of License to Chill. This is Elizabeth, aka Agent 008, and what we also have here.
And I'm Hannah, Agent 009. That was back from the roof hall days. Ooh,
and you guys are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. It's good to be back.
It is very good to be back. We, you know, we're trying to get used to this new show that we have here. Everything's a little different. Like, someone was before us, and that's why we're a little late.
Hopefully. We are 8 minutes late.
Oh, no, but we're not counting.
It's Please forgive us. Well, we were on time, and then the program that we use on the desktop computers was giving us a hard time. So now we are running the show through Hannah's cell phone.
The show is through my cell phone.
So, fingers crossed, it works.
I think it's working. We're doing well.
She says she hears us through the headphones.
I can hear. I'm typing in the music songs on my phone, but that's okay. You know, we're making it work. If everything worked out here, it wouldn't be WJRH.
Hmm?
If we came in and everything was working perfect,
it would not. Yeah,
it would not be WJRH. No.
You gotta adapt. Adapt and improvise. So how about we play you some music while we try and get this situated?
Oh, yes. Okay, so we have a first song. Last night we didn't realize that the schedule came out last night and it was so last minute. We're like, oh wow, we gotta put something together. So this song was a new song I started listening to. I can't even play it in my head right now, but it's definitely a good song, so get excited. And here we go.
Watch out.
Hey guys, we're back. Oh, it still like hasn't really hit me. Ooh. That was two songs. The first one was Making Breakfast by Twin Peaks, and the second one was Almost, in parentheses, Sweet Music by Hozier. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. The first one is my pick. Second one.
The second one was my pick, Almost, Sweet Music by Hozier.
Definitely a classic.
It's pretty new, isn't it?
It's definitely new.
It's new. We've played a lot of his songs before, some ones that I liked.
I really like him.
I think he's, like, his voice.
It is very.
It's just so.
It's very, like.
Smooth.
Smooth, like, caramelly, kind of.
Yes. Caramelly? Caramelly?
Caramelly.
You say caramel or caramel?
I definitely say caramel.
See, I say caramel. So I feel like the adjective doesn't work if I say caramely. Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
You say caramel?
Caramel, yeah.
This might be the end of our
All right, that's it.
Okay, bye,
One
guys.
Show of the semester and we're over. No, it's good to be back.
It's very good to be back.
But yeah, like Hannah said, so there's a show right before us and a show right after us. So like last semester, we didn't have any restrictions. We could start whenever we wanted. If we ran 15 minutes over... Who was going to care?
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah, now we have to actually pay attention to the clock and make sure we're done at 7.
But
so.
Maybe they won't come. That's what
maybe
happened.
They won't
Didn't
come.
That happen last time?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think the person who had the slot after us just ended up never coming. So we had that extra
So that was nice.
Runover
so
time.
We don't really
so we'll
know
see.
What's going on. But we're chilling.
Yeah. So quick recap, Hannah, how was your summer?
It was pretty chill. You know, I was hanging out. Let's see. I tried to get a job. I applied to like 15 different places. It didn't really work out, but that's okay. I worked at the farmer's market over the weekends. You know, I did a couple day trips. I did a lot of cooking. I joined this workout gym. It was fun. It was a generally net positive summer.
That's what we like to hear, a net positive summer.
How about you?
Mine was good. It felt really long for the first 3 months, and then August just went poof and disappeared, and now we're back. But it was good. I was at work a lot.
Yes,
lifeguard and swim lesson instructor extraordinaire. So your stereotypical teenage summer job, but it was good.
But
it worked
you made
out
money.
Well. Made the money. Now we're back here. Took a great vacation to the Adirondacks.
Oh,
did some hiking.
I saw that. I
some
saw
hiking,
the,
some paddleboarding. Oh, the views.
Those views, man.
I hope to be back. In the near future, because that was a blast. It was
oh, that's
a great
fun.
Area.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I went with the fam. That was fun.
Nice.
And yeah, now we're back.
Yeah, we're back. It hasn't really hit me. I took my first spin class today, just now, and I think that's when I was like, okay, we're back. Like, we're at the gym. We're coming.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. That was really nice.
Yeah. Oh, I also took a trip to the beach.
Oh, really?
Went to the beach with my... Well, it was supposed to be a group of
this.
The girls I was going to live with this year, but it ended up just being me and my roommate. But it was a blast. We had
fun.
It was
really fun.
And we had great weather. Really nice. Lucked
yes,
out
I
with
saw
that.
Those views.
Those views. Too. Lots of nice views this summer.
Nice views.
The shore, the mountains, I got it all. So
that is
very no
nice.
Complaints here. And it's good to be back.
Aw. Well, anyway, I guess we could play the next two songs.
Yes, we could.
We'll talk about them later.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Before your gravity did not hit me, oh.
Hey guys, we're back. So that was, the first song played was Night Running by Cage the Elephant and Beck. And, you know, for all of our last season listeners.
Our loyal listeners.
Loyal listeners. You know, I've been talking about this Cage the Elephant and Beck since I got the tickets on February 14th. I went to the concert in August. It was amazing. Like, that was my first, like, big concert. It was amazing. Like, Cage the Elephant they were so good. It was called the Night Running Tour. So this was, like, the song that I guess they created, kind of, like, they went out with this song and played it at the end. But it was a really good concert.
Life-changing?
It was life-changing. You know, yeah.
I've never been to, like a real concert like that, like a big concert.
Yeah, I recommend it. I mean, like, the whole week I was just on this, like, I was super high, like, so, it was so good, like, on this, like, music high. Could have been, like, a secondhand high situation, but it was like this. It was so cool.
College bucket list.
Highly recommend.
Get myself to a real concert. The second song was Honeybee by The Head and the Heart. We played a song by The Head and the Heart last semester.
It
was called Misconnection.
And
now it's like, it's all over the radio.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
Like, it's a very popular song.
But it's
song.
Very good.
It is. But, so Honeybee, like, so I was really into Misconnection. Mm-hmm. So I looked into the band, and Honeybee was one of the songs that I really liked.
Yes.
They have a lot of, you'll be hearing a lot more.
Yes.
Head and the Heart.
The Head and the Heart, I started listening to them over the summer. Like, I kind of just put my Spotify, downloaded the album, and have been listening to them. They're very, kind of light. Chill.
License to chill.
It was definitely a chill song, but it was really, really cute.
Personal favorite. We don't have as much time to talk. I think we're a little
pressed. We're kind of figuring things out here, but yeah, that's so okay. I guess we'll play our next batch.
Gonna jump into the next two.
Okay. Cool.
Enjoy.
Even if you're the best as I am.
Hey guys, so those two songs, the first one was called Adult Diversion by, I think it's Always, but it's not spelled with a W, it's spelled with two V's, so it could be Always, Always, you know, I'm not really sure.
They're trying to be unique.
It's interesting. The second one was Color Green by New Politics. That one kind of, like, I heard it and Elizabeth was like, yeah, it's Color Green. I was like, okay, it's kind of chill. But, like, the story behind it was pretty cool.
So, I stumbled upon Color Green randomly when I was doing, like, my deep Spotify hole where I just, like, listen to songs and, like, keep going to song radios and just see where I can go. And I love this song. I thought it was so cool. It's just so pretty.
Yeah,
and so I watched the music video on YouTube, as you always do when you find a song you like.
And I don't know. I'm not into music videos.
I love music videos.
But I feel like I watch a video and I'm like, oh, this is kind of weird. And then I
okay, but this video was about color blindness and the song Color Green. It revolves around people seeing color for the first time. Like, they put on those color correcting glasses, you know, for people who are colorblind. And the whole video was people trying on these color correcting glasses and seeing color for the first time. So if you get a chance and you want to feel like really happy and better about world, you can watch the Color Green music video because it's really happy and very uplifting. Oh my God. And I think the song is very happy and uplifting too.
Okay, cool. I should probably listen to that like before my micro quiz.
Yeah, before the O-Chem quiz.
Oh, yes, so much fun.
Woo, we love weekly quizzes.
Yes,
said
we do.
No one ever.
Okay, so the Always song, I think I heard them at the concert I went to, this band, Sunflower Bean, they opened up the concert, kind of like the warm-up band, but they were really cool. And I've been listening to the Sunflower Bean radio, and Always came on, and I heard some of their songs, and they kind of have that, like, intense, beady background, but also, like, a chill voice, which I liked. Some of them are a little too chill for me, but this one is pretty cool.
It sounds a little bit more, like, rock and roll-based. Like,
yes.
Not as pop, but
yeah.
More rock.
I like the ones that were more rock and less, like, mellow. Some of them were very mellow.
Mm-hmm. It was also a female singer.
Yeah.
We never play
we
female
don't have
singers
as,
on
we have
show.
More male
I don't know
singers.
Why. I promise it's not, like, it's we're not just weeding out all the female singers.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. It just works out that way. But it was cool. Different change of pace.
Mm-hmm. Next batch?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I am so excited for the next song. It's by the Fruit Bats. I don't know if you guys know them, but I think we were picking songs, and Elizabeth's sweet mate, Erica, was like, oh, Fruit Bats. And they were like, guys, the Fruit Bats, we just heard this song. It's so good. And I realized that I have actually known the Fruit Bats, but didn't realize it because you know what? We'll talk to you after the batch.
Yeah, see what you think. And then
see
we'll
what
chat.
You think about the Fruit Bats. Okay, here we go.
Full of blood.
Okay, guys, so that was our Fruit Bat song. It's so good that we had to stop and talk about it. It's called When You Love Somebody. And I think, is this the song that you and Maddie and Erica were talking about?
No, the song
We'll play that one.
Let's just say it involves hunting Bigfoot while on shrooms in the mountains.
Interesting.
The song doesn't, the music video does. I'm telling you, if you want entertainment, just go watch music videos.
I don't know, man.
It's
wild. I don't really like music videos.
Tragic. Well, now it is time for your weekly dose.
Wait, no, I'm not done talking about this song.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's
you don't
okay.
get your, what do you call these things?
PSAs.
You don't get your PSAs yet. Mm. Sorry.
Well, okay, so I was listening to the Fruit Bats all day today, and this was definitely, like, one of my favorites. And I came on, like, I guess this was, like, an hour or so ago. And, okay, there's just one line, and he says, "When you love somebody, you bite your tongue, but all you get is a mouthful of blood." And it's like, don't bite your tongue. You should kind of let your emotions out, which just kind of hit me. I guess I was just kind of walking. I think I passed Gilbert's, and I was just stopped, and I was like, oh, my God.
That's deep. I like that.
Yeah, I really liked it. Also, I think my dad, every Friday he plays some intense music, and we have Friday night tunes. So he's been playing Beck Radio, and on Beck Radio on Spotify comes this song, and I didn't even realize it was by the Fruit Bats. So shout out to the fam. Shout out to yes. Maddie wants a shout out.
We didn't play your song yet. Hold on.
Oh my God, take that back. I take that back. Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
Now it's time for your weekly dose of PSAs, right?
Yay!
Woo! All right, I'll start with one from the American Red Cross, and then Hannah can play something from the CDC.
Okay. Yay! Hepatitis or sexual assault.
We'll start with preparedness. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape?
No.
That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more.
Wow. Maybe one of these days we will visit redcross.org to learn more. Okay, I'm going to read about hepatitis C. Did you know that hepatitis C is a leading cause of liver cancer? I didn't know that. Millions of Americans have hepatitis C, yet almost half of people don't know they're infected. We could be infected. This disease often has no symptoms, so talk to your doctor to see if you're at risk. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month. Oh, we should read this in May. Early detection can save lives. Let's see. Do we want another hepatitis?
Or I can read one about donating.
Oh, we like donating.
Every 8 minutes, every day, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. Every 8 minutes, we're there to provide help and hope. We can't do it without you. Your donation provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Every dollar you donate means more than you imagine. Fire takes everything from a family. Your donation helps them recover. Please donate today at redcross.org.
Wow.
All right.
Okay, that was nice. I guess we should start playing some music. We're getting a little tight on time here.
All right, two more songs.
Let's go.
And then we'll chit-chat again.
It's how the story goes. Down in Mexico. Not that long. Spending all my days. Now my head is filled with dreams. But yours are only past 17 and our time is overstayed. Oh no, away she goes. Away she knows. She's leaving me in afterglow. In afterglow. Oh no, away she goes. Away she knows. She's leaving me in afterglow. In afterglow. See ya. spending all my days. We pretending stupid things, cause we just wanna feel lovely, but our high is bound to fade. Oh no, where she goes, the way she knows, she's leaving me, and I feel cold, and I feel cold. Oh no, where she goes, the way she knows, she's leaving me, and I feel cold, and I feel cold. Your face now that I'm drifting out to sea. Oh no, where she goes, the way she knows, she's leaving me in afterglow, in afterglow. Oh no, where she goes, the way she knows, she's leaving me in afterglow, in afterglow. Oh, oh, this time I told her that these words about her, she moved from the first verse to memories in cargo. Where she goes, the way she knows, she's leaving.
Bye. hotel under the street lights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up. Feel like the least of all your problems. You can reach me if you wanna stay up tonight. Stay up at night. Like a green light in your body language. Seems like you could use a little company from me. But if you got everything and figured out like you said,
hey guys, we're back. So that was a three block. Let's see, the first one is Afterglow by The Driver Era. The second song was Lavender by Two Door Cinema Club. Such a classic band. The third one was Three Nights by Dominic Fike. Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, so the first one you heard, Afterglow by The Driver Era. Shout out to my roommate, Maddie Bartow. This is from her playlist.
Maddie!
Yeah, that she puts over the speaker sometimes if we're both doing, like, homework or whatever. We want music. So this is from her playlist. I really like it. Very chill.
I liked it. It was very chill.
A little poppy.
It was a little poppy.
Than, like, we usually play on the show, but I'm a big fan. I like
it. It still had a nice beat.
Yeah.
Lavender... super, like, Two Door Cinema Club. That was another...
Love the Two Door Cinema
Club.
They're
so good. That was another band that I was listening to all summer. Just Spotify downloaded it, like, on the train, everywhere. And, like, just, you can't go wrong. It's crazy. Three Nights.
By Dominic Fike.
Wow.
I heard that on the radio.
On the radio.
Every single drive to
yes.
work. Which, yeah.
Yeah.
More popular than we usually play, but it's just such a bop.
But it was, we had a really nice time, like, grooving out in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a nice time. I remember the beginning of summer, my friend was like, oh, I had this song stuck in my head, and she sang it, shout out Emily Ma, and, and I was like, dude, I don't know that song. And then, like, the next day, I heard it on the radio, like, 5 times.
You know yeah. what else came on the radio every single day this summer? That, like, Cowboy Boogie. Have you heard that on the radio?
No.
We're not playing it on here. It just does not fit the vibe at all. It's like a hoedown, like, square dancing
Wait,
song.
Wait, is this on, like, an alternative station?
No, like, the, like, Philadelphia's top hits. Like,
wow.
It came up on the, like, this song. The song so, it's
okay,
like the
I
new
need
version
to, I wanna
of
hear this.
Old Town Road.
Okay.
But it was, like, a dance.
And oh, no.
For some reason, it was on the radio, and I was so confused why I made it on the radio. But we are gonna get ready to sign off because it's almost 7.
I'm not sure if someone's out there.
I don't see anybody, but we're gonna sign off anyway.
We'll play this last song. I think we're gonna go over anyway, but
Yeah.
It's classic License to Chill.
So just for your information, you are listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And thank you guys for coming to our first show.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll hear you. You'll hear us next week. Bye, guys.
Bye. The 7 o'clock person isn't actually here, so
we're back. Wow, that was so exciting.
We just had a little dance party.
Wow, guys, that's a rah rah riot. What a riot!
Ha ha! I see what you did there. Can I just say, strings in pop songs,
so
level 100. I've never have disliked a pop song with string instrumentals.
It's so rare,
but it's always so good.
Yes.
You'll hear, I have some good ones lined up for the next couple weeks. Strings in pop songs. I got on my own radio show just about strings in pop songs.
Okay.
I would never leave License to Chill.
I understand. It's a branch off.
It's a personal passion of mine.
That's okay. I understand. You know, I pursue the passions.
Nah, I'm sticking with License to Chill.
Okay,
I'm still here.
Okay, good. Good, good.
Yeah, too dramatic. Rah, rah, riot.
Too dramatic. Rah, rah, riot. Stuff. What a band. Well, we now know that no one is coming after us.
I swear the same person was on the list last semester.
Really?
Coming after us, like, and she just never came.
Interesting. Maybe like
the
she
show
moved
is
her
called
time.
Spinning Plates. If anybody knows who has the show called Spinning Plates,
that's a kind of a cool name, actually.
Yeah, but they haven't shown up to their show for the last semester.
You know, maybe she changed it around.
Maybe who knows?
She has a different time.
But we're still here, and
we're
it
still
is
here.
7:05. So
maybe we should leave.
I'm starving. I haven't had dinner yet.
I kind of have to go to the bathroom.
Great. On that note.
On that note.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you guys next week. We'll hear you guys. We'll hear us next week. It's been wild. Okay. Bye.